After 10 years overseas for the ABC, the third consecutive posting for Jeff Thompson concludes in Indonesia later this month. In that time, he's covered wars, other violent conflicts, and innumerable disasters, both natural and man-made. Jeff plans to return to Australia, so before he does, I asked him to file these thoughts for Correspondence Report.
For someone who moves around an awful lot, I really hate moving. Oh sure, I obviously love an adventure, but relocating your emotional centre in the world is another thing altogether. At the end of this month, after 10 consecutive years overseas with the ABC, I will officially cease to be a correspondent and go home. In my optimistic moments, I like to think that after a decade away, I'm at last ready to return to Australia. Well, sort of. Maybe. At least, I really, really hope so. There was a time when home was a very precious thing. For perhaps the first 5 years, it was the only place of family, of love and friends, not to mention extraordinarily clean beaches and good food. But there comes a point when the Rubicon is crossed, the die is cast, and the once solid foundations of home evaporate into something far more elusive. Gradually, for yourself and for those at home, absence ceases to be a temporary condition. Lives move on. The people you regularly connected with don't regularly connect with the other people you regularly connected with. I remember having this experience a few times on return trips to Sydney. Nostalgic for old times, I'd gather souls together who had clearly grown used to being apart and then attempt to again glue them awkwardly, with grinning enthusiasm and feeble attempts to recreate a lost past. Uncomfortable indeed. Being an ABC correspondent has been an extraordinary privilege. I have grown from a gaspingly insecure bumbler to a grumpy old hand. Or alternatively, from a voraciously hungry beginner to an ennui-challenged senior. And even now, on any particular day, those clichés are interchangeable. I can't even begin to describe the vast terrain of wonder that has fallen beneath my feet. Of course, there's terrors too. Being chased by men with guns and knives, East Timor. Pushing broken-down trucks through exquisite snow-bogged mountain passes, and walking past piles of bodies which have been shot up the arse. Afghanistan. Shivering beneath a blanket in a gondola at 5 a.m. whilst being served hot sweet tea and cakes before the sun rises over the breathtaking beauty of Dal Lake, next to a city renowned for sporadic violence, Kashmir. Momentarily believing I was in a truck that was being shot to pieces, Iraq. Walking out of a 5-star hotel buffet into a street strewn with a tsunami's bloated bodies, Sri Lanka. There have been so many occasions when I could not believe I was being paid to do what I do. But there have been just as many when the grueling hours and demands have quite simply not been worth the remuneration given, or certainly not the time spent away from those I love. All of that became much more apparent when Katie moved to India to be with me the day the Indian Ocean tsunami struck in 2004. It went into overdrive once our son was born 2 years ago. There's something about having a child which grounds you in a way which is otherwise a struggle to achieve, even for the most committed live-in-the-moment types. At least it was for me. Over 10 years, I've lived in East Timor, Thailand, India, and Indonesia. But it's only here in Jakarta that I've actually, in any true sense, allowed myself to exist. That's children for you. I don't think it's possible to connect with a new child unless you stop long enough to acknowledge where you are actually standing. For me, that has been Indonesia. And for what it's worth, I'm not aware of a nation more welcoming and friendly in a genuine sense than this one has been. I say this because of the obviously overwhelming distrust Australians continue to have for their populous, sprawling neighbour. For the most part, I would argue, you can't imagine a civilisation more connected to the daily rhythms of what is necessary to feel truly, authentically human. Of course, there are massive problems here and gobsmacking economic imbalances and appalling corruption. The military's hold over Papua is as dark as can be. Impunity remains rampant for the rich and powerful. But there is so much community warmth here too, a warmth most Australians are unaware of, I fear. Us correspondents have a saying for the feared phenomenon of returning home. It's called burning up on re-entry. And there are as many examples of that as there are of returning reporters who not only survive but thrive. Judgment on that front can, for me, be somewhat delayed because I have so much leave owing. But I can confirm that the prospect of returning home is at least as daunting as the first time I stepped off a plane as a correspondent. And since then, what have I really learned? Much indeed. But I don't really know how much of it has to do with being away as opposed to just growing up. There is one unfortunate fact, however, which might come as something of a shock. The rest of the world regards Australia with much the same level of interest as we regard New Zealand. Horrible, I know. In Jakarta, this is Jeff Thompson for Correspondence Report.